What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 30th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Also, the last day of the month tomorrow is May Day. And we've got a lot to talk about today. A lot of small news items, nothing major. And as usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And let's get right on into it. Now, you'll probably remember earlier in the week I was talking about how we had a lot of rain and a little bit of thunder and lightning here, and we were on the north edge of this major storm, and we got really lucky up here that that's all we got, because down in Oklahoma and Texas, they had severe hail, and we're talking hailstones the size of baseballs just pouring on down, going through roofs. I saw a picture of a car, looked like it had been hit with a giant shotgun, and there were 38 reports of severe hail across Texas and Oklahoma, including near San Antonio, Fort Worth, and Oklahoma City, and the hail was so big and had so much force, it came through the roofing in the areas and even sheetrock on interior walls. So that's major, major stuff. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming anyway. All righty, getting on over to Maricopa County, the audit director, Ken Bennett, is saying that the election audit is on track to be done by the deadline. And the Democrats have been trying to find some way to delay it or call it off because they know that the lease arrangement with that sporting venue is due to expire on the 15th of next month, basically 2 weeks from now. So none of that has worked, and they're saying it will be done. They're examining the ballots. They're examining the voting machines, and the corporate media is going crazy saying there's no truth to stories. They're finding election irregularities, and the Democrats are definitely in a panic. In fact, three lawfare groups have basically approached the Department of Justice to say simply shut down the Maricopa County Forensic Audit. And this is the Brennan Center, Protect Democracy, and the Leadership Conference. They all signed a letter to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice saying, just shut this whole thing down. At this point, I almost feel like we need to take inspiration from the playbook of Black Lives Matter and say that if the Maricopa audit is blocked, stopped, interfered with, or altered, or censored in any way, that we're going to start burning cities down, because it seems to work for Black Lives Matter to get guilty verdicts and trials and things like that. And I really think if anything happens to this audit, there really needs to be a public outcry. And again, politics is perception, and just looking at how hard all these democratic liberal individuals and organizations are trying to stop this thing, there it's like having a giant neon sign glued to their forehead saying guilty, 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 over and over and over again. Up in Windham, New Hampshire, yesterday we were talking about the revelation that the city officials had chosen an organization called Verified Voting for their forensic audit of the voting machines and ballots, and there was a huge backlash because Verified Voting is a far-left organization that had already publicly attacked the Maricopa audit. So the Windham selectmen are calling on city officials to reconsider this decision and possibly go with another group for the forensic audits. So they're trying to fight back up there. Florida has now joined with Georgia in passing new election laws to guardrail against fraud following the 2020 election. And so yesterday, Florida's legislature passed a bill, makes it harder to access drop boxes and mail-in ballots. And this is all about, you know, preventing election fraud next year during the 2022 elections. Story coming on out of MSN.com, no less. Trump, of course, is out there waiting to see what happens with the Arizona ballot audit. And actually, a lot of people are. And now we're starting to hear another argument against it, saying that if this Arizona audit is allowed to continue, there will be partisan vote counts in all future elections. By that, they mean partisan vote recounts and audits. But that won't happen if the nation adopts an honest, fair, and verifiable election system. And our current election system, it is a joke. It is designed to make fraud very easy to commit and very hard to detect. And we need the exact reverse, which is why I wrote that article, How to Have Honest Elections, which is on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com, right at the very top, right underneath that hideously outdated portrait of myself. It's really about crowdsourcing the accuracy and the count and the tabulation. No central counting centers, and it's a good system. I'm not saying it's 100% foolproof, but it's going to make vote fraud much more difficult to commit and much, much easier to see. And that's really what we need going into the future. Obviously, if the Arizona audit does conclude that there was a huge number of fraudulent votes, this is going to put additional pressure on the other swing states to conduct audits of their votes as their election results as well. And this raises a real interesting constitutional question, because how do you deal with an occupant in the Oval Office who stole that position? Now, it's not the first time it's happened in U.S. history, but this is the first time it's happened where the American people know what happened. And obviously, there has to be something done. And I forget who it was predicting that Trump would be back in the White House by August, but it's almost starting to look like that is within the realm of possibility. Okay, getting back to Biden's speech before Congress. Compared to Donald Trump's first State of the Union, he had very few, very, very small audience. And ratings showed that 11.6 million watched Biden's speech compared to 45 million who watched Trump's first address to Congress back in 2018. And Biden barely managed to beat the viewership for this year's Oscars. Okay, CNN came out with a poll claiming that 85% of respondents approved of Biden's speech. That's already been blown because it turns out they only interviewed 169 Republicans out of a total of 1,000 viewers who were polled. So we're looking at, you know, 800 some odd Democrats versus 169 Republicans. Even Snopes.com is saying that CBS's claim is junk. And we know Snopes' bias in these things, but it was that obvious a rigging by the corporate media here. Now, Joe Biden is claiming that he had absolutely no idea that Rudy Giuliani's home and office were going to be raided. And he claims the Department of Justice was far more politicized under Trump after Giuliani's son said the FBI ignored evidence on Hunter Biden. And that was one of the oddities of the raid on Rudy's office. They took absolutely everything except the copies of the hard drives from Hunter Biden's laptop. And I think the reason for that is obvious is because once it's known those hard drives are in the FBI's possession, the pressure would be on them to say, okay, what's on those hard drives and can it be prosecuted? Should it be prosecuted? We know that there's evidence of underage sex on those drives, drug use, plus all the information related to shady dealings with Ukraine and China. So the FBI didn't want to touch those. Those are apparently the third rail of contemporary politics right now. Story coming on out of Cuz Blue, Michael Cohen is saying that Rudy Giuliani is an idiot and is likely to start talking to the feds about what he did for Trump as part of a plea deal to avoid a long sentence. And maybe, maybe not. Rudy, we know that he can be very shady. We know that from 9/11. Donald Trump is out there talking about the seizure of Rudy Giuliani's materials from his apartment and business, saying it's a very, very unfair situation. Now, Giuliani himself is saying all of this is illegal, that the Department of Justice secretly went into his iCloud account back in 2019 and invaded attorney-client privilege because they were in the middle of defending against the phony impeachment. So whatever comes out of these raids on Giuliani, it's going to be in the courts for a long, long bit of time. Okay, Republican Senator Tim Scott, who is now considered the GOP's new star, he delivered a response to Joe Biden's first address. He slammed the president for empty platitudes and not finding common ground. Those are both accurate. And so Tim Scott is out there, and he's the new Republican darling, according to the GOP elites who do not want to support Trump in 2024. Another story, this one out of Zero Hedge. Martin Armstrong is warning that there will be an election panic in 2022 and says it's likely to turn violent. And he's got a real point there, because of what happened in November 2020, nobody will accept any election results in 2022 at face value. And you're going to have people in the streets rioting and protesting because this or that candidate didn't win. Now, the story, this one coming out of Zero Hedge, commenting on the fact that the corporate media will never regain the public's trust. There's an old saying that trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback, and that's exactly what's happening. This year is the first time ever that trust in the corporate news media dropped below 50% in the United States. This is a trend that's been ongoing for years. And, of course, mass media is divided on where to assign the blame for the plummet in public opinion of their work. Some are trying to blame it on Russia. Others are blaming it on Donald Trump. others are blaming it on the Internet and the independent media. And the Washington Post is saying it's the people themselves because they don't share our values. I have a simpler explanation. People don't trust the corporate media because the corporate media keeps lying to us. Remember Saddam's nuclear weapons? Good example there, one of many. Article coming out again of Zero Hedge, calling for the need to regulate big tech to protect the people from pernicious manipulation. And they're saying the time has come to regulate big tech to avoid increasingly monopolistic behavior and protect the population from the manipulation of big data. It's as much an argument about the role of the state as it is about the success of companies. There will be winners and there will be losers. And we've all seen how big tech has grown way too big for its britches. They're censoring people left and right. YouTube even blocked this show a couple of weeks ago over vaccine information. Facebook has now banned Russia Today's digital content project Redfish after they put up posts marking the end of Mussolini's dictatorship and Holocaust Memorial Day. Now, I'm not sure why they would be concerned about that, but the Redfish account was suspended earlier today after a recent post that criticized fascism. And maybe that was what got them into trouble, because all of a sudden we're being told that, you know, fascism isn't such a bad thing to have here. Okay, getting on to more domestic politics, there's an interesting article, again from Zero Hedge, saying that we don't really have a problem with systemic racism. The problem is our police officers are poorly trained. And we have commented in times past about this very alarming trend to have American civilian police forces trained by these Israeli security companies who have a tendency to train police officers to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And that really doesn't seem to work. And you know, there have been some well-publicized incidents like Derek Chauvin, the other one is Nicholas Reardon, who shot Mahia Bryant, who was trying to stab another person at the time. And, you know, the media is out there saying, oh, this is all white supremacy because these people that were killed were black. Well, these people who were black were committing crimes. And that is something that nobody wants to talk about, but it is a reality. Up in Seattle, they have lost 246 police officers since last year because of the Democrats' war on police. And I had another article that we put on the website earlier today about another police officer who just committed suicide in their home because they really couldn't deal with the pressure and the social derision that's coming on down. Over in Portland, the Anarchist Collective has announced plans to escalate the violence in the war with Mayor Ted Wheeler. Now, Portland's liberal establishment is trying to send a message to Antifa: we don't need you anymore. It's kind of like Hitler in the brown shirts. Earlier this week, Mayor Ted Wheeler, previously known for his tacit support for the anarchist violence during the Trump era, made a decisively Trumpian threat to unmask and ruthlessly prosecute the city's anarchists. He put out a call for the public to try and identify the perpetrators. And rioting, for the most part, has died down across the country, but Portland remains as violent and chaotic as ever as it nears reopening. Okay. Right. Ashley Babbitt's family has filed a lawsuit against the Capitol Police. They are seeking $10 million in damages. And this came more than 2 weeks after the Justice Department said it would not file criminal charges against the still unnamed officer who shot and killed Babbitt. Terrell Roberts, who's an attorney for the Babbitt family, told CNBC yesterday that it had not been determined when or in which court the civil lawsuit against the Capitol Police would be filed. I hope they win. I think they should have asked for $30 million. All right. Up in New York, the New York City Police Department has canceled their contract with Boston Dynamic for the robot police dog. And there had been a very negative reaction to the robot dog. There were accusations that it was being deployed in predominantly black neighborhoods. And, you know, they called it the DigiDog. And they had a $94,000 contract with Boston Dynamics, which has now been canceled. So the DigiDog has been put down. And people are celebrating. Okay, let's talk a little bit about COVID. There's an interesting little statistic. This came out from the Rumble video that we put on whatreallyhappened.com. According to Dr. Harvey Risch, 60% of all new COVID patients have been vaccinated. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fought underhanded through the sea.
And there's an interesting little story from Natural News, and it talks about a gentleman named Robert Verkirk. He's a Britain-based multidisciplinary scientist, got his doctorate from Imperial College London. He is sounding the warning that booster shots can further drive the mutation of the coronavirus. And he said they can create vaccine-resistant variants of the coronavirus. This is a sort of a reminder of what happened with all the antibiotics that were overused, leading to antibiotic-resistant diseases, and this guy is saying the same thing could happen with COVID-19. Over in Israel, they're investigating a number of adverse reactions in some of its citizens who got the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, and they say they've identified more than 60 cases of heart lining and heart muscle inflammation in vaccinated Israelis. Israel administered the two-dose mRNA vaccine to a large portion of its population. And, all righty. There is another interview. This is over at Global Research. And it's Dr. Susharit Bhakti, who basically admitted that the problem with blood clotting was known, ignored, and buried in the haste to get the vaccines out the door and into your arms. And he stresses it's important that we come to understand what cerebral venous thrombosis is and why all of its symptoms seem to be identical to what we are told COVID-19 symptoms are. Here's another little article, and it sort of touches on the idea of shedding that we have been hearing about in recent weeks. Johns Hopkins came out with a document describing that self-spreading vaccines are genetically engineered to move through populations like communicable diseases, but rather than causing disease, they confer protection. The vision is that a small number of individuals in a target population could be vaccinated, and the vaccine strain would then circulate in the population, much like a pathogenic virus, resulting in rapid, widespread immunity. So this article, which is coming out of InfoWars, is asking if the COVID-19 vaccines were made to self-spread as well. Well, if they were, then I don't think we would be seeing this continuous high-pressure, highly coercive campaign for everybody to get the shot. This next story is a little bit alarming. This is coming out of ChristiansForTruth.com. And it's saying that COVID-19 survivors allegedly have an almost 60% increased risk of death up to 6 months after infection compared with non-infected people. And they're saying that this has a lot to do with those spike proteins, which are also used in the vaccines here. And deaths caused by long-term COVID-19 complications are not recorded as COVID-19 deaths. And he says we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg of that problem right now. Story out of Global Research, a team of researchers from Hospital del Mar in Barcelona, Spain, have basically come on out saying that high-dose vitamin D cuts the risk of death from COVID-19 by 60%. The researchers followed a total of 930 coronavirus patients, 551 of whom were randomly assigned to receive vitamin D alongside the standard coronavirus treatment. Patients receiving vitamin D were given a dose of 532 micrograms on day one, followed by a dose of 266 micrograms on days 3, 7, 15, and 30. And apparently did have a significant a result of reduction of death. Okay, over at Stanford University, there is a professor of medicine, Jay Bhattacharya, now that's it, and he's out there saying that the CDC has sown fear and panic about the coronavirus, leading to the institutionalization of hypochondria in the general population. And he's saying that the sort of the relaxation of the mask mandate that we saw earlier in the week should have come long ago. And he says they're being entirely too cautious by saying only if you're vaccinated, people who've had the disease before are also theoretically immune. Why shouldn't they be allowed to not wear masks? The State Department has now issued a warning for Americans to leave India as the deaths over there surge. They're describing it as a mass killing. India is now the number one hotspot for COVID-19 in the world, and the State Department is saying it's time for Americans to come home. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and Flip Flop Fauci is out there saying that children still need to wear masks outdoors, and he's saying they need the masks as summer approaches. We were being told originally that cold weather was when the risk from the disease was the worst. So Fauci drew anger again Wednesday after continuing to insist children wear masks while playing outdoors, in spite of repeated studies showing outdoor transmission of COVID-19 is virtually nil. And obviously, Fauci has not seen that Stanford study that the masks are just completely useless anyway. all righty. Let's see. Okay. All right. There we are. I'm sorry. I'm dealing with some stuff in the control room. Story coming on out of Scoopy Web. Sarah Buchman, 34, from Glasgow, broke out in serious rashes and blisters on her legs after she got her first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. At one point, she was afraid that she was going to have to have some amputations, but so far, it doesn't look like that's going to be necessary. Okay, Representative Alma Hernandez from Arizona had both Pfizer shots and was taking the precautions like wearing a mask, washing her hands, social distancing, and still came down with COVID-19. And you have to wonder about that. We have a friend who got both shots of the Moderna vaccine, and she's come down with COVID-19. And again, I think I commented on this before. My doctor was one of the first, being a healthcare provider, was one of the first to get the vaccine. And almost immediately thereafter, she came down with COVID-19. Michigan is now forcing two-year-olds to wear a mask all day. And, you know, that's got to be psychologically damaging to a child of that age. Story coming on out of InfoWars over at CNN. One of their panels is suggesting that the White House should tell Americans the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. If you get your shot, you will get your freedom. And again, it's another coercive method to get people to take a shot, even as more and more people are doubting that the vaccines can even work, and worse, that they may suffer adverse reactions. All right, turning to the international news here, the White House has announced that the Afghanistan troop drawdown has officially begun. Traveling on Air Force One, the Deputy White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, confirmed to reporters that a drawdown was underway. Interestingly enough, they have started the drawdown by actually increasing forces in Afghanistan, supposedly to offer protection to those forces who are leaving. Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice are slamming Biden on the Afghanistan withdrawal, and they're saying that the U.S. will probably have to go back some point down the road. So, let's see. Condoleezza Rice is saying we're probably going to have to go back. Let's see. We're having some technical difficulties. We're trying to get around there. Now, Al-Qaeda, or somebody claiming to be Al-Qaeda, is promising there will be a war on all fronts against America as Biden pulls out of Afghanistan. Now, this weekend marks the 10th anniversary since Osama bin Laden, or somebody looking sort of kind of like him, was killed in a special operations SEAL Team 6 in Abbottabad. Although there is considerable evidence that he actually died of natural causes sometime prior to that. But supposedly, in an interview with CNN, two Al-Qaeda operatives said the war against the U.S. will be continuing on all other fronts unless they are expelled from the rest of the Islamic world. And as I said at the top of this, we don't know if this is Al-Qaeda or just somebody pretending to be Al-Qaeda or a part of Al-Qaeda that's actually working for U.S. interests to try and keep us embroiled inside Afghanistan. Over in Ukraine, they're planning more bases on the Black Sea as the United States steps up their presence in the region. Ukraine is going to build two new naval bases in the Black Sea region, and they're seeing greater U.S. military and NATO involvement this year. One base will be built along the Black Sea and the other in the Sea of Azov, a linked waterway that is a flashpoint between Russia and Ukraine. Okay. Now, so the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, will be visiting Ukraine next week amid growing tensions with Russia. And Blinken confirmed the trip to Ukraine during an interview with CBS News on 60 Minutes that will be shown this Sunday. And the trip to Ukraine comes after Russia built up a large military presence near the border of Ukraine. But let's keep in mind that they're not the only ones building up a heavy military presence in that area. former Senator Harry Reid is out there saying that the so-called UFOs that were filmed buzzing U.S. warships, saying that these are actually Russian, they're not alien, and he's asking Joe Biden to set up a task force to counter the threat. Meanwhile, at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, they have cut visa services, and they're warning Americans with expired visas to leave before the June 15th deadline in a further deterioration in relations with Russia. Boy, they really, really want a war over there. And that leads us to this story coming out of 1945.com. Why is Joe Biden risking war with Russia over Ukraine? And it's bad enough when the United States incurs grave risks to defend even indisputably democratic allies if those countries lack sufficient importance to America's economic and security interests. Too many U.S. allies, such as the Baltic republics, fail that crucial risk-benefit calculation. It's even worse when the United States incurs excessive risks on behalf of undemocratic allies or clients that have little intrinsic importance. And yet Washington is making exactly that blunder with respect to Ukraine. Over in Central Asia, Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan are heating up. They're having border clashes that have forced the evacuation of hundreds. Refugees are basically hiding out in local hotels, just sitting in the lobby trying to stay out of the fighting. And the clashes that erupted along the poorly demarcated border between the two countries over a reservoir and a pumping station are the heaviest in recent years and have raised concerns they could provoke a wider conflict. The Defender Europe 2021 military exercises led by U.S. Army Europe and Africa, which began a month and a half ago and will run through June, are now concentrating on the Balkans. This is the largest war game since the Cold War. The Pentagon has reported the drills were to occur at 30 locations in 12 nations and involve anywhere from 28,000 to 31,000 to 37,000 troops from as many as 27 countries. The exact locations of the exercises are not divulged, but can be gathered from what has been released that airborne missile defense and other drills have occurred or will occur from the Baltic to the Black to the Adriatic Seas. Okay. Story coming on out from Russia today. The Kremlin proposed a complete reset in the strained relationship between Moscow and Washington, D.C., following the inauguration of His Fraudulency Joe Biden, but it was turned down by the White House. Speaking to journalist, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov explained that Russia wants to get back on a sound footing in its relationship with the United States. And Lavrov said, if it only depended on us, we would return to normal relations, noting the first step would be to cancel the expulsions of Russian diplomats from Washington and U.S. diplomats from Moscow. And Lavrov also made the comment that the U.S. and Russia relationship is worse than during the Cold War with the Soviet Union. All right. Meanwhile, Russia has expelled diplomats from Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Slovakia. And this is a tit-for-tat response following last week's decision by those three republics to expel several Russian diplomats from their respective embassies in solidarity with the Czech Republic. Amid the spat between Moscow and Prague over Russia's alleged involvement in an ammunition depot explosion in 2014. Moscow, of course, denies the allegation. And so that's heating up as well. Down in Syria, the organization Save the Children is reporting that suicides among Syrian children are rising sharply. And they're saying almost one in five of all recorded suicide cases now involve adolescents. Deaths by suicide increased by 86% in the last 3 months of 2020 in comparison to the first 3 months of that year. It added that a total of 246 people died by suicide during that period, while another 1,748 suicide attempts were recorded. And it's a shame when things are so bad that even children are taking their own lives. All right. Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations and ambassador to the United States, Gilad Erdan, said yesterday he estimated that the ongoing negotiations between the U.S. and Iran to revive the P5+1 nuclear agreement will lead to both parties striking a new deal within weeks. And he says, I say it with grief. The Americans presented before us the difficulties in the negotiations with Iran, but still the estimates in Israel are the sides will reach an understanding in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, over in Iran, informed sources have told Press TV that the U.S. must first remove all sanctions, denying Iran's benefits from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And if you remember back when that was passed, it was, Iran was going to comply with their requirements under the P5+1 deal, and the United States reneged on their deal. They kept sanctions in place, and not only that, they added more of them. So it's understandable that Iran is going to say, if we're going to go back to that deal, both sides must be in compliance with its requirements. Little bit of good news coming out of the Middle East. Iran and Saudi Arabia are finally talking. And there have been recent discussions between Iranian and Saudi delegations at the encouragement of Iraq, and they're generating hope for a change. Now, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia denied any talks had occurred, but Saeed Karabzadeh, spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry, suggested otherwise while refusing to comment directly. That would be a good thing if they were to start talking. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is calling for an end of the Yemen siege in a meeting with the chief Ansarallah negotiator, saying basically Yemen is facing these horrible conditions as a result of the six-year war imposed on the country, calling for an end to the Saudi-led, U.S.-backed military aggression and the lifting of the siege. And he reaffirmed Iran's support for a political solution as the only way out of the ongoing conflict in Yemen. Now, getting on back to Kerrygate, I guess is a good name to call it. Leaked audio tape of Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif indicates he had no knowledge of the covert Israeli military strikes before former Secretary of State John Kerry provided him with the information. And these details are likely to further fuel calls from leading Republicans for Kerry's firing or resignation. And so far, remember, the official story has been that the information Kerry provided was in the public domain. It wasn't classified. And this latest revelation from Iran basically says otherwise. So I guess they're calling it Zarif Gate. This is causing a shakeup in Iran's presidential office. Their foreign minister has expressed regret, and the shakeup has led to the resignation of Hesameddin Ashena, head of the Strategic Studies Center. And he was apparently present during the interview with Zarif. The top Iranian diplomat had essentially said that it was military leadership that sets the policy. Iran has now banned 15 people from traveling over the Zarif leak. And they've banned these 15 people for alleged involvement in the leaked audio recording, in which the foreign minister complains about the influence of the Revolutionary Guards on Iranian diplomacy. In the leaked interview aired by the London-based Iran International Persian Language Satellite News Channel Sunday, Foreign Minister Zarif said he had zero influence over Iran's foreign policy. That's got to make his job very, very difficult. Meanwhile, Israel is out there rattling the sabers and talking tough again. Israeli Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen is still out there denouncing the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action a bad deal and warned that Israel is willing to take military action to stop Iran in its much-rumored quest to obtain a nuclear weapon. And Cohen said a bad deal will send the region spiraling into war. And we're going to take a break for commercials. And I'm going to keep talking for you too, because RPN, we need to reconnect over Skype. So we're going to go ahead and disconnect.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. And over in Turkey, Tensions between Turkey and the United States have been in decline ever since Turkey went with Russia's S-400 air defense system. The United States has now canceled plans to sell Turkey the F-35, which is probably a good thing. And Erdogan is now claiming that all of the U.S. nuclear weapons currently stored at the Incirlik Air Base now belongs to Turkey. And so he's trying to basically say Turkey is now a nuclear power, and we'll wait and see what the United States government is going to do in response to that. Okay. Over in Israel, they've had a little bit of a problem with the Iron Dome missile system. There's a group of Israeli soldiers who have claimed that serving in the batteries of the Iron Dome defense system is giving them cancer. And the problem appears to be that radar system. They're saying when you're standing near the radar, you're literally feeling your body boiling from the inside out. And they said it's what happens to food in the microwave. It's like that. And at least 10 Israeli soldiers in their 20s and 30s have developed cancer after spending time with the Iron Dome missile system. All righty. I guess we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. I got a lot of news here, but people are already starting to call on in. So let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, I just wanted to start off by talking about what you just talked about, which is the Iron Dome system, which the United States and its taxpayers paid for the development,
yes.
And it was our technology. And in case people didn't know, Israel, after we developed and gave them money for everything, they sold it back to the United States.
Yes.
So we have to pay for the technology that we gave them and developed for them. But the real reason, Mike, I was calling is that the Biden speech the other day and the response. And the Biden speech was so pathetic, it really almost requires no comment at all. But the response by Tim, was it Tim Scott?
Yes.
Who did a really good job, and I'm thankful that Tim Scott is there, but the point I wanted to make, Mike, is that this was the Biden speech was all about white supremacy and how all the national security agencies are saying that white terrorist threat, and it was all anti-white virtually the whole way through, and yet for the response in the Republican Party, which is, I mean, what, the Republicans probably 75% white, was given by a black guy who did a good job, and good on him and all that, but why do we have to have a black spokesman, right?
Okay, Peter.
For the Republican Party. Yeah, go
Peter,
ahead.
Peter, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.